insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
Back for another edition of What Bugs You, where we talk about everything insects, joined by PhD student in the Department of Plant Science at the U of S, Jeremy Irvin. His research is mainly about agricultural entomology. He works with pollinators and basically is an insect expert. He's also the current vice president of the Entomological Society of Saskatchewan. Jeremy Irvin, thanks so much for joining again.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. I know we've had a few days of rain. This spring, we've actually had an ant invasion in our house as well. Let's talk pests.
So what is a pest? And that is really determined by a human perspective. We determine if something's a pest. Before it impacted us in some sort of way, it was just hanging out doing its thing. A common myth right now we can bust is not all insects are pests. A lot of them are actually beneficial. And a big aspect of that is that they're nature's pest control. So lady beetles or ladybugs, lacewings, there's tiny parasitic wasps. These are all garden heroes that do a lot of natural pest control. So for example, like if you see a few aphids on a plant, you try not to panic because often we have predators that are in that ecosystem or in that area, and they might need some time to catch up and they can basically eat that insect that is being a pest for us. Like one of the best things you can do in that moment is nothing if you see, you know, some pests around and kind of just let nature take its course. Intervening too quickly, especially with chemicals, can really throw off that natural balance.
I guess especially if you're running a garden, like you want to really limit the amount of chemicals that go into there.
Exactly. Organic food production is very important for a lot of people. So there is people already trying to reduce the amount of chemicals that they're using. Unfortunately, insects are one of the pests that we have in gardens or any urban landscapes where an insecticide material is kind of the first thing people go towards.
So, I mean, you say aphids. There's another thing that kind of pops up for me, too. And we were kind of dealing with this on our yard. Lily beetles.
Yeah. So lily beetles are a pretty common pest in Saskatoon. They're popping up all over the place. They are an invasive species, so they're not from here. Unfortunately, there isn't really any good control methods for them right now.
Yeah, those guys are tough.
Exactly, yeah. There are research groups in Canada, I believe, that are currently working on this and trying to find ways that we control this lily beetle, because it is a pest in a lot of Canadian cities.
So realistically, if somebody has lily beetles in their backyard, short of pulling them off the plant, there's really not anything that you're able to do.
Exactly. So when you see the adults, you can pull them off the plant. The biggest control that we kind of recommend to people is if you see their eggs, and they're usually on the underside of leaves, is to just squish them with your fingers or put a glove on or something and squish those eggs, because that can impact the future generations, and hopefully in theory you should have less of them.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know to check on the underside of leaves for eggs. Now I'm really curious.
Yeah, actually most insects that do lay their eggs on plants, they're going to lay them in a place where those eggs are somewhat protected, right? Because, you know, you have rain, you have hail, you have other insect predators that might want to eat those eggs or other abiotic factors that could damage the eggs. So insects are pretty smart. They'll try to hide them if they can. Commonly, that's on the underside of leaves.
Well, and I guess that's what you get from generations of evolving
exactly.
As insects. Well, Jeremy, I really got to thank you again for hopping on and being a part of What Bugs You. I feel like I learned a thing or two about pests, and until next week when we talk about pollinators.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, and I guess most importantly of all, want to address things people are curious about. So if you're listening, you have certain things about insects that you want to know or things that you want to learn, hit us up in the comments below.